planning. The Butter Enterprises LTD had a precise production plan, purchasing, merchandising, as well as investments, always laid out for 6 months ahead. The work calendar of the enterprise had 253 working days with 253 set work plans. 113 days were free, including a week of paid vacation. The work plan of the entire enterprise was composed of individual plans of all departments. The elaboration of these plans was done by all the managers, each one for his own department and within the limits of his work capacity. The daily production plan for the entire enterprise was divided into hundreds of plans of the individual departments and thousands of plans for individuals and machinery. Possible differences, the non-fulfillment of the plans, were balanced by cancellation. Every department was evidently mainly interested in working according to its own previously set targets. On them depended to a certain extent its profits. When unable to fulfill its plan, the department in question had to pay to its business partner department a prearranged penalty for the losses incurred. If, however, the shoe manufacturing workshop was unable to deliver the planned quantity to the sales department due to undelivered raw materials, it demanded from the relevant purchasing department to pay the penalty. Consequently, disorders in the systematic production of the departments were rare indeed. The systematic production of the entire enterprise never broke down because the wages and regular daily work of thousands of people directly depended on it. Thus, everybody was assured a regular job, which was not jeopardized by negligence of others.